Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Doug Kammer is the chief meteorologist at NBC Channel 4, has been there for many, many years now, followed the legendary Bob Ryan, and is our go-to for primarily winter weather talk, because that's what you love and that's what I love. But we've had him on for the occasional, you know, big hurricane or tropical storm over the summer months. But we have something to talk about, my friend. This is going to be fun on Sunday and Monday. But before we get to that, you know, we got a squall line heading in our direction right now, west to east. Do we have anything to be concerned about here in the metro, the immediate metro, this afternoon?
Yeah, I will say I am driving right now just outside of Jacksonville.
Why are you doing that?
I have not looked at that. Well, I did a little Christmas cruise and spent some time with my friends on New Year's Eve, and now I'm driving home so I can make it back for the storm.
You're not allowed to take these days off. This is
That's why I'm driving back now, so I'm home
okay.
to Sunday.
All right. So do you have any information on this afternoon that you can share with us?
I have not seen anything on this afternoon. I have been focusing everything on what we're going to be seeing on Sunday and Monday. But these squalls, the one thing that we're looking at, you know, with these squalls when they come down, and most of them should stay north of D.C. as we move on through the evening hours, is the fact that, you know, anytime these squalls come through, if we were to get a squall warning, squall line warning, and this is something that's fairly new from the National Weather Service. They just came out with this a couple of years ago. They would come through and they would lower visibility very, very quickly. And they may last 10 minutes, but it's 10 minutes of very heavy snow. And then it moves on through. So you may be driving, everything's fine, and then next thing you know, you're in a whiteout condition for 5 to 10 minutes, and then you're through it. But again, that 5 to 10 minutes can get a little dicey really fast. So if you are driving, especially north of the city later this evening, please watch out for those things. Yeah, for sure.
All right. Before we get to what you're thinking for, you know, late Sunday night, Monday, and now perhaps even into early Tuesday, just, yeah. You know, You love this because you are one of the forecasters in town that want snow, want big storms, want real winter. Not everybody listening, you know, agrees with you. You know I do, but just a week ago, week and a half ago, once you started to see sort of the pattern change and what we're headed for big picture just for the month of January, or at least the first half of it, is we haven't seen this kind of winter forecast in a long time. Just talk about that before we get to the specifics of Sunday, Monday, you know, through Monday night.
Yeah, I mean, we've got this pattern that's pretty set. And that pattern is, as you know, we're looking at negative NAO, negative AO. We're looking at a positive PNA. BNA is the Pacific North American Oscillation. The NAO is the North American or North Atlantic Oscillation. And you need those to be in opposite directions. You need the NAO to be negative. You need the BNA to be positive. You also need the trough on the eastern coast to set up in the right position, as well as the ridge and the west coast. And you really want that ridge. A lot of times that positive BNA is a little too far to the east. And if it's too far to the east, we get cold, but we miss the snow. If it's too far to the west, we get the storms, but the storms come in and we're on the warmer side of those storms. So we're in a really good situation right now for winter weather right over the next couple of days. You got this little system today. Then you got that next system that comes in Sunday into Monday, and then we could even see something as we head in towards later next week. So this is really an interesting pattern for us. We really haven't seen a pattern like this in a while. And it'd be something that if we got one snowstorm out of it, that's at least what I'm hoping for. But I'd love to see us get it later on this week as well, because we're talking about it's very rare that we have the cold air that's in place. And right now we've got the cold air in place. This little system coming through today is actually going to help to continue to bring in the colder air as we make our way through the weekend. And that sets the stage for our next storm on Sunday.
All right, let's get to that. All right, and I'll let you handle it in terms of what it looks like for DC Metro, what it looks like for the burbs. But, you know, talk about, you know, where this storm's coming from, how it sets up, and what the latest is, because I just checked out the Canadian, the GFS, and it looks big. So tell everybody what we got.
Yeah, so this system is coming from the west. This is not your typical. You get a couple of different storm systems that come through here. The one we have today is a little clipper system. That thing runs on through. The big storms, the big blizzards, they come up from the Gulf of Mexico and right up the coast, and they bring the cold air on the backside, and we get the huge snows from that like we did in 2016. These types of systems are really interesting to watch, and the reason is they're coming from this one's coming from the middle of the country. It's making its way across the United States in towards our area. That area of low pressure is then going to transfer its energy off the coast, while the upper level low continues to be over our area. And that is what is going to help us to produce the snowfall. The cold air is already in place, so anything that starts to fall on Sunday into Sunday night, and this really is perfect timing. And what I mean by that is you don't have any sunshine. So now you're talking about the coldest part of the day, the nighttime hours, is when the snow starts. You've got temperatures that will fall initially once the precipitation starts. So you're talking about snow coming down and then potentially picking up and maybe becoming heavy. And at the same time, temperatures are dropping. So now you're talking about a cold atmosphere. So you're cold throughout the entire layer. You're cold at the surface. And you have been for a couple of days. And that is what is going to allow this stuff to stick and really stick very quickly. And that's when you get some of your heavier snowfall totals, when you're all snow. Now, that being said, this system is one of those that will have some warmer air just to the south of it. So where this track is going to go is really going to be dependent on what we get. And you've watched the models, Kev. You know what I'm talking about here. The GFS has been all over the place.
Yep.
And it is again today. The European has been incredibly consistent. The one thing you've noticed about the European with the last three runs, it has gone further south. And what that means is it's an all-snow event for us, but it also took the most of the precipitation down to the south as well. So areas like Fredericksburg and Richmond get more snow than D.C. would. So that's kind of interesting, too. I would say right now, and I don't know how many times you and I have talked about this, don't even look at the NAM. Throw that thing out. It's ridiculous model. I don't like it. Do I look at it? Yeah, but man, it will screw you every time you look at it. So right now, for example, it puts down 1.6 inches of sleet.
Yeah.
So
well, you don't look at it this far. Most of our audience has no idea what you're talking about or what I'm going to say. Right. NAM, GFS, exactly. Euro, Icon, you know, all the different models. The NAM is the short-term model, and it's very inaccurate until you get to what? Maybe 24 hours or less?
Maybe 24 to 36 hours. Yeah, once we get into 36 hours, then you can start to look at it. The NAM is the North American model. It's a short-term model that runs out to 3 days. So most of the time you can take a look at that. And, you know, initially I don't even really look at it. I tell my friends, don't look at it. And it's really 36 to 24 hours. Now the GFS is another American model. That's a longer range model, and that has had some success. But the European model is by far the best model, and it continues to be with this storm as far as consistency goes. And the European ensembles, all of them also went south. So that was interesting to me because I saw the operational go south. But then when I saw all the ensemble members go south, that was what really kind of says to me, okay, maybe this thing is going farther south. That being said, I'm really waiting for the 12Z European, which we will have coming up in the next hour.
Right.
And I really do think at that time that does make a move back to the north. And if it does, then it puts D.C. right back in the bullseye there.
All right. So we're talking to Doug Kammerer from Channel 4, at Doug Kammerer on Twitter, on X. So let's talk about sort of the, I mean, I hate saying best case, worst case, but as far as people like you and me, best case for the metro area, worst case for the metro area, and then timing.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hi, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. We've helped over 20,000 wedding parties get suited up. And here's the deal. You don't need to rent a suit. For about the same price, you can own one that's perfectly tailored for you. Over 60% of our business comes from referrals because we make it so easy. Whether your groomsmen live nearby or out of state, we've got everything covered. Trust me, this is the easiest part of planning your wedding. Stop by Nick's Menswear and let us show you why we're the fastest growing suit company in the country. Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Get a head start on 2025 with CNBC's Big January, the hottest tech event, CES, from Las Vegas. The data, the numbers, the jobs report, and meet the future of biotech and pharma at JPM Healthcare. Check out the Amex Golf Tournament from California, Inauguration Day, and the meeting of world leaders in Davos. Plus, the first Fed decision of the year. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Yeah, timing is going to be on Sunday. It's going to start Sunday evening and really pick up overnight Monday night. This may even come
Sunday
in
night.
Two waves. Sunday night, yeah. Pick up on Sunday night into Monday morning. So Monday morning is going to be, no matter what happens here as far as snow or rain or ice, freezing rain, no matter what, Monday morning is not going to be good on the roads. So I've already told my kids, you probably will not have school on Monday. And I also feel that if this storm comes in the way I think it could, then we might not have school on Tuesday either. And that's the kind of system that we're talking.
Now, this is what I love about you, by the way. Let me just interject.
Yeah.
You don't hem and haw about all the different. Doug just basically said, kids, Monday and Tuesday, you're good. Your holiday vacation doesn't end until Tuesday, and who knows, maybe Wednesday, but I won't get you to commit to that. But go ahead, continue.
Right, exactly. That's what I told my kids, and I, you know, they're like, well, all our friends are asking us, and I'm like, all right, well, tell them most likely no school on Monday, and possibly no school on Tuesday if this comes in the way we think. Now,
right.
If we look at this storm and how much snow we could have, if the European is right, this thing's a little farther south of us. But again, with that 12Z run, I'm thinking it might come north. If that's the case, and you're cold throughout the column, and that means cold throughout the atmosphere, the snow ratios are going to be a little bit higher as well. So if you look at the European is putting out a good, you know, I'll say 6 to 8 inches. DC, some of the models now are putting out close to 10. So I think that's like your best case scenario as far as weather is concerned, as far as how much snow would be like a 6 to 10 inch range. On TV today, we are talking about
Hold on. Doug's breaking up a little bit. He's driving back from Jacksonville, so he's probably hit a stretch somewhere just south of Savannah on 95. Do we have you? You started to break up there.
All right, so we're looking.
Now, we're going to let you get through. We're going to let you clear through some of this area that seems to be a bit of a dead area, and then we'll get Doug back. So you just heard him say kind of best case 6 to 10. So we're waiting for the worst case. I think he's probably going to tell us that the worst case is still several inches of snow, but with maybe some mix involved. But let's see what he says. Denton, you tell me when we have Doug back.
He is back and good.
All right, we got him back. All right, go ahead. So, best case, 6 to 10 metro area, all snow, cold, timing, late Sunday through late Monday. I mean, I've seen some of this wraparound stuff. That looks impressive, but I'll let you continue.
Yeah, really,
go.
Yeah, it really does. And if that's the case and we get some of that upper-level low, you know, this could continue in through Monday night. And then we're talking, you know, like at 6 to 10-inch range, some areas maybe even a little bit more. If there's going to be a bullseye area, where's that going to be? We're not sure, but that even could be a foot of snow if our ratios are higher and we're cold enough. And it really does depend on where that system is going to be, of course, and if there's any warm air that comes in aloft. And I'm talking about a couple thousand feet. So that's 6 to 10. We are putting out a snow map today. We did for our midday show on Channel 4, and that was for 3 to 6 inches around the D.C. metro, and really for most of our area. And then I said 3 to 6 inches plus. So we had Jessica Faith on today. She put that map out. Amelia Draper will be in this afternoon with a new map that we're going to be updating once we get the latest information in from the European and some of the other models that are coming in. We'll get that new map. But right now I've got 3 to 6 inches plus. I think that's a pretty good bet. Even if we mix with some sleet, I still think we get to that 3-inch mark, at least in the city. And then the less sleet we have, the less mixing we have, the more snow we get. So once again, the European has no mixing at all. The European is all snow. The GFS has a little bit of mixing. I have not seen the Canadian just yet. Once again, the Canadian, not my favorite model, but I would take a look at it.
Canadian looks good.
What's Canadian have for totals?
Like in the 6 to 10 range.
Yeah, and that's pretty much the bullseye from the Canadian. The 0-Z run last night was right over Washington, D.C. And this, the one great thing about this has pretty much been the case all week long. This has not shifted a lot. So anytime you have consistency like this for days and days on end, your confidence is going to go up for what we have. But once that little shift north could bring us a little bit of mixing. That little shift south could bring us more snow. I mean, I'll never forget, Kevin, I know you know this, that the superstorm of 93. You know, that storm was a monster storm along the East Coast. D.C. got 6.6 inches of snow because it mixed over to sleet.
Yep.
And it went to sleet, and we saw a lot more of sleet. I was in the Herndon area. Out there at Herndon High School, my senior year of high school, we got about 12 inches of snow mixed over to sleet and freezing rain, which we got quite a bit of, and then it went back over to snow. So we had like a little layer of ice in the middle of what was a pretty good snowstorm. But we got over 14 inches, I think, of snow at Dulles for that storm. So that's the mixing right there. So Dulles got 14 inches, even with some mixing. D.C., because it mixed over, only got 6. So, you know, that's what I'm looking for. With this system, obviously less snow, not as big of a system, but that's what we're going to be looking for. Where's that mix going to be?
Yeah, right. By the way, real quickly, just back to kind of the best case for us, worst case for those that don't like snow. If you get that upper level low and that, you know, creates a much longer duration event, yeah. I just want to be clear on this. You think somebody will get a foot?
I absolutely think it's a possibility, yes. Because of the fact that we're so cold, because of the fact there's a lot of cold air out ahead of this system and behind this system, as the system comes through, I think there's going to be a bullseye area of somebody getting a foot. And the amazing part about that is, wherever that bullseye area is going to be, just south of there, is going to be that mixing, that sleet.
Yeah, right.
That's what happens with these storms. So you could get, let's say Quantico picks up a foot of snow and Fredericksburg gets 4 inches and then gets, you know, a half an inch of sleet. That could definitely happen.
And, you know, this is whatever we get, it's going to stick around for a while. It's not going anywhere. And if you looked at the 12Z GFS, it looks like this, you know, end of next week's storm is back on the table, because that's the one that initially I think a lot of you guys thought might be the big one.
Yeah, you know, I mean, again, the pattern is there, right? So we've got that nice trough. We've got the cold air. I mean, all the players are there. It's just a matter of, you know, we like to talk about the ingredients. All the ingredients are there. You know, we just don't know how the cookies are going to turn out when it's all said and done just yet. But all the ingredients are there. They're in the pot. They're ready to go.
All right. When are you going to be back? Are you going to be back for the 11 tonight?
No, I'm not. Although my way said I'll be back by 10:21 p.m.
Why are you driving?
No, because I have my wife and kids in the car, and there's no chance that is going to happen.
You do know that there's a thing called an airplane that you can jump on to fly to and from. That's a long drive this time of year with young kids in the car, right?
Long drive, and it's looking so far. So far, it's looking pretty good. Yeah, we took the auto train down, and now we're driving back. So, right. Yeah, trying to save a little money, buddy. Trying to save a little money here.
All right, well, drive safely. Can't wait to see you. You'll be back, what, tomorrow night or Sunday night?
Yeah, I'll be back tomorrow night. I'll be back on the air on Sunday. Yeah, well, I'll be there for the 6 o'clock and 11 o'clock on Sunday as this thing is really starting to ramp up.
All right, Doug will be back on right in time, you know, and, you know, we both know a lot can change between now and the start of this storm, but you feel pretty confident we're getting something.
Yeah, I mean, we're definitely getting something. We're definitely getting some snow at the beginning of it. How long it stays snow is going to give us the real impact, but I really do think Monday morning is going to be a tough go of things. And I really do think we'll be out of school on Monday. I really do think we're going to have some issues Monday morning for that any kind of commute. Obviously, everybody's coming back from vacation. Everybody's, you know, Monday is really the day that everybody's back. And I think we're going to have a lot of problems out there on the road. So hopefully everybody just kind of chills out, stays off the roads. And, you know, my wife is excited because we still have our Christmas decorations up. So
I think most people do.
During our Christmas decorations.
Yeah, exactly. Well, the euro just started to roll, so let's hope for just maybe a slight bump north, and we're right in the bullseye. I will talk to you over the weekend, probably, and have a safe trip back. Drive safely.
Thanks, buddy. I appreciate it. See you, everybody.
All right, Doug Kammer, everybody. We haven't had winter, a lot of it, you know, in recent years, so this will be the first one, but he wasn't looking at later today, and it does look like some of us will get rain showers or maybe even some brief heavy snow showers this afternoon, but that's not the storm. The storm is Sunday night, Monday, maybe even into Monday night. All right, when we come back, my smell test for this final regular season weekend of the year. Kevin Sheehan Show, Team 980 and the team980.com.